proclamation number 2795 dated the July 3rd, 1943. Will for descendants. Waiting souls. Countless souls are waiting for embodiment and thus new generations have to arise time and again. Human beings have to be born all the time so that souls can occupy their bodies during their final period of development on Earth. Hence people's willingness is always necessary for the embodiment of a soul, and at the same time it is also an act of love for the unredeemed soul if people offer it the opportunity for its final incarnation on Earth. Only the will to awaken a new life should be the reason for a union between a man and a woman. Without this will, the bodily function, which is only intended for the awakening of a human life, is unlawfully performed. Many sins are committed in this respect, i.e., the divine will is not taken into account. The body is not educated to carry out its correct task and subsequently many souls wait in vain and cannot incarnate even though they have the degree of development which permits an earthly embodiment. These souls remain close to Earth and try to persuade people to unite, especially people who are in love, since love is to be the motivating force for a union to bring forth new life. Love between two human beings is essential to give the awakened soul during its short time on Earth the opportunity to achieve the kind of maturity which will result in its entrance into the realm of light. A loveless union provides the opportunity for embodiment to those souls whose bad instincts are still particularly strong and who, as a result, have to struggle considerably during their earthly life to overcome these instincts. The human will to have children is, however, mostly due to love for each other, and it is of great advantage for the incarnating soul if this love prevails because the spark of love leaps into the newborn being and it can gain spiritual maturity on Earth much easier. Nevertheless, the effort to avoid descendants can be harmful to the souls who are willing to incarnate, inasmuch as people's sexuality adds to the same urges in the new being whose soul consequently constantly has to fight against them during its earthly life. Souls who cannot incarnate nevertheless stay close to people and trouble them, i.e., they try to influence people to unite for the purpose of procreation. Understandably, in the case physical desires will always be stronger since the souls only try to influence people along the lines of their inclination, they just want to transfer physical lust to get the opportunity for their own embodiment. Consequently, people who unite sexually without love shoulder a tremendous responsibility as they are surrounded by souls who want to incarnate, and their lust attracts equally disposed souls who use these uninhibited moments to occupy a newly created being which now starts its earthly path of life as a human being. And such souls are mainly predominant because only few souls entered life as a result of love and a conscious will for descendants. For this reason, human generations will become consistently less spiritual because there is little love between people who are also born without love. Amen.